How are we this bright and chipper Monday post-Oscar morning?
Look at us on top of things.
I mean, we had to break it down hot off the press. We had quite an eventful weekend. Yes. We hung out.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We did some shopping, some lunching.
The lunch place.
I know, it was great.
It was great. I was very impressed.
I like the appetizers better than my entree, but...
Right.
That's okay.
Right. Would you go back?
Yeah.
Me too.
I'd like to go back on a regular lunch day because it was Saturday, so they had a brunch menu.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to take my mom there for dinner one night. I think she loves dinner.
Okay.
Like me.
Yeah.
I love a dinner. So I think I might take them over there for the dinner. But I was impressed. I think we had...
Yeah, it was
a nice
great.
The atmosphere was nice. It's nice because we don't have these places locally. Are we still recording? We are. Thank okay. God. Ugh, my phone just... you know, technology and Karen do not mix. Anyways, welcome to... I'm Karen.
I'm Nicole.
We are two moms who live in the Bay Area, who love pop culture.
Yes.
Motherhood, sort of. Shopping,
yes.
Food.
Yes.
Good conversation.
Always.
Laughter.
Always.
And P.S., I loved this award show, the Oscars. I loved it. The whole thing.
Great. I know. What's his name? Does such a good job. He should just be the person every year.
Yeah, like Billy Crystal. This is you. Yep. This is what you do. I think he had a good balance of a little snark.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Thank you.
For our... yeah, he was absolutely great. He had a good balance of like snarky and humorous and positivity and just fun.
The first opening segment with him and... Barbie.
Oh.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
I haven't eaten in 3 weeks.
I know. I'm sure. It was
and
true.
And then it really gets you thinking, like, I'm sure all of them.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I think they all have crash diets. I would. Oh. It would be cabbage soup and farts for me. Holy shit. Mylanta and, Miralax.
Miralax. Gosh, remember X-Lax, the chocolate candy bars?
Mm-hmm.
All those poor kids that found them and thought they were actual chocolate bars.
Oh, I know. Actually, that happened to my little one.
Oh.
But he's
really?
Not. Yeah, he's not a big sweet tooth, like I said, but he...
So he thought it was real chocolate?
He was like, oh, there's candy. But he also thought, oh, I need to use a bathroom and tastes good. Well, we had that.
Yeah.
How did we get on this? Okay.
I don't know. Sorry.
So, anyways, Oscars.
Yes.
Point A to point Z.
I missed any and all of the arrivals.
Oh, I caught a little bit of it. It was hosted by Vanessa Hudgens and Julianne Hough.
I didn't miss that, though.
She's preg, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means she was at her wedding.
Ooh, shotgun wedding. You know, who cares at
who
this
cares?
Point?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
She, I mean, listen, she's a pregnant woman. I understand she was wearing all black. Her hair was a little...
I don't like that hairstyle.
Yeah, that
it
hair...
was kind of high school chola. Tight.
Yes!
Tight, like, top half, not even no. half up, half down, like a quarter up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that style is called. And then one piece hanging down?
No. Mm-hmm. And she is a beautiful girl.
She is.
She doesn't need all that makeup.
I know.
I thought Julianne Hough's hair so cute.
Yes, I loved her outfit.
Cute. The pants?
Well,
those were pants.
The pants were super stupid, but because you could only tell they were pants when she kicked her leg to give it some fluff.
I'm sure it looked comfortable. In many ways.
I think
ways.
It would be more comfortable if it were a dress.
Yeah, just wear the dress.
Yeah, it's not like her thighs are going to rub together.
Okay. She is fit.
I would be like, pants, please.
I know.
So I, you know, that added layer of comfort, because my thighs would rub together in a big ball gown.
I don't know. I thought the fashion was way better, Nicole, than what we've seen at SAG, Critics' Choice, People's Choice.
Agreed.
Everything.
Agreed.
It was, people showed up.
Yeah.
I thought Emma Stone's makeup was luminous.
Yeah.
Her necklace, I want it.
The color of that dress was so delicate and beautiful. I loved it. How did it break, though?
She thinks it broke when she broke. Well, hi, English. When she was dancing to I'm Just Kin.
Perfect.
Which, hey.
I know.
That's a way to break a Louis Vuitton, you know.
Poor Louis Vuitton, though. They're probably crushed.
I know. But a lot of them get sewn into those dresses. Even as someone as teensy as her, they get sewn in. I mean, they go through so many fittings and stuff. Who killed it for me? I'm going to ask who killed it for you. I mean, killed it, meaning slay.
I didn't look at all the pictures, so I only got to see who was on camera during the performance. I'll tell you who didn't slay and who should have slayed, but it was too much.
Okay.
Emily Blunt.
Oh, yes.
Her makeup was too much.
Too much. She doesn't need it. She's beautiful. Well,
and she had something done.
Yes.
Something doesn't look right.
Right. Right. And then she's pointing to her lips right now because we're not on camera.
I don't know. I don't know if it was her lips or what, but something's not right. It was way too much makeup. She was way too frozen. And the dress, I mean, it was cool how it was lifted off her shoulders, but then it didn't need the, like, men's underwear stitching.
Oh, it looked like she was wearing tidy whities.
Yeah.
And then when she, my husband thought when she sat, it was when that the sleeves went up.
No, they do. They,
no, it was on purposeful.
Yeah.
Who made that dress?
I don't know.
Hmm.
We'll have to never buy from them again.
I know. But also, it's almost the Dorit thing from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills where I don't know what's going on with the little ends of the hair.
Yeah.
But it looked like she needed a bobby pin.
Yeah. Because they were so sprayed. Like, it wasn't a natural, you know, untucked. You know how sometimes this hair right here gets taken out to make it look like it's kind of just haphazardly thrown up?
Right.
But it was so sprayed and shellacked. She looked shellacked.
Right.
All over. I didn't it.
I like her personality, though. She seems hilarious. She is so loved.
Yeah.
Beloved by everyone she works with.
Yeah. I think she...
It is just wonderful to see the... You know what I like? The positive energy of the room.
Yeah.
They weren't stuffy.
No.
They didn't take themselves too seriously, but they weren't disrespectful, right? Like, I just thought the whole vibe of the whole thing was really positive.
Yeah.
And...
I love the... former leading ladies coming out. I mean, I choke cried. Up every time.
I cried. When they talk about each other
in
such respectful ways and, like, talk about, even some of them are friends. Like,
personal you could
friends.
Tell the ones that were friends and the ones that weren't.
Jodie Foster and Jamie Lee Curtis. I know they're BFFs. I cried. I cried. I was, like, their first few minutes just in tears and... Family's like, what's wrong? I'm like, it's fine. I'm fine. You know.
I'm like,
I know.
Did they do that for the men though?
They did.
Because I missed both of those. Yeah, they did.
And it was really cute. They really had them paired so perfectly. Who was talking about Jeffrey, right? It was Tim Robbins talked about Robert De Niro. Mahershala Ali. Ooh, who did he talk about? It was just so great. Christoph Waltz, who's got,
I mean,
snarky.
He
would talk about Ryan Gosling. Nice. And he's like, listen.
he said, I need to watch those because I loved.
Yeah, I have a DVR, so I won't erase it in case you want to come on.
Well, we have YouTube.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I wonder if that part is on there. I'm sure it all
is.
It all is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was very, he said, like, Gosling portrayed Ken with empathy. And I think that's what garnered him the nomination. It's like, you kind of, the audience felt like his inner turmoil somehow.
Yeah, it wasn't just a comedic performance.
Mm-hmm. You can see how confused both of them were.
Yeah.
You know, I thought America Ferrera looked great. Mm-hmm. I love her. I don't know. I think I love a bob, you guys. Like, I love a bob.
Yeah.
I love the bobs.
It's dress, classic. It's clean dress, and it's classic.
Yeah, it was like metal. It was just liquid metal.
It was but pink, right?
But pink. But I understand why she chose the pink.
Yeah.
Because of the Barbie. I'm sure they're all done with the pink now. Like, I thought Billie Eilish, she's a beautiful woman. She's beautiful, but we have to.
Okay, but she didn't go batshit crazy.
No, she didn't.
It was very refined for her.
For her.
I like her hair longer like that.
Oh, beautiful hair. Yeah. And makeup.
Yeah.
And she had Invisaligns in. Not while she was singing.
I know, she did.
Love
it. Come on, one night, just take it out.
I know.
But or is it a grills?
No, there were Invisaligns. I know that sound when you talk, but she didn't wear them while she was singing. So I get it. I like her and her brother, like their rapport, their connection. Nick Cage was on stage, and oh my God, he had a connect. It wasn't Cillian Murphy that he did. I forgot who did Ben Kingsley did Cillian Murphy. Oh. Which was perfect.
Yeah.
I think, who did American Fiction? Jeffrey Wright. Fantastic actor. So it was five of them, right? Mm-hmm. So there was Ben, who was actor in a leading role. Sterling K. Brown.
Mm-hmm. I love him.
Oh, no, this is actor in a leading role. Bradley Cooper, Maestro, mm-hmm. Coleman Domingo Rustin. Paul Giamatti, The Holdover. So Nick Cage did Paul Giamatti because they got a similar kind of, you know, Cillian Murphy, Jeffrey Wright. Coleman Domingo for Rustin. I think it was Mahershala Ali, I believe, did Coleman Domingo. Anyways, just great. I mean, it was like so.
Emma Stone's reaction. I could watch it over and over.
When she won?
Yeah.
She was stunned.
I think everyone was because Lily...
Gladstone?
Yes, she has been cleaning up every...
I think Emma Stone won once and was not... And she didn't look okay with it winning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know.
She was shocked.
She was shocked. But I think she handled it so well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She's just like so natural.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know a lot of the songs. I didn't even know The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot by Becky G, who sang.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
My cable went out.
We're upset.
Yeah.
We're upset.
At one point, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know what Flamin' Hot was, so I Googled it this morning. It's a movie about how Flaming Hot Cheetos came to be. And guess what? I'm going to watch it. I hear it's a great movie.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so Diane Warren wrote this song, The Fire Inside. And I'm just Ken. We have to have a discussion about that.
It was great.
Fantastic.
And Simu was one of the dancers, which was
all
great.
All of them were. That were the Kens in the movie.
Yeah.
Scott Evans, Chris Evans' brother. Is one of the Kens.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was in the movie and danced. But I thought it was perfect.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
And then when Slash came out.
And Wolfgang Van Halen came out.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, he came out. He was playing the guitar with all of them. But it was just 65 Kens, they said, came out. And
fun.
And it was campy and fun, and Gosling killed it.
He's just a natural.
Everything.
Yeah, kind of.
Multi-hyphenate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Sing, can dance, can not take himself so seriously.
Which is such a big personality plus
exactly.
to have. You can make fun of yourself.
Right.
Take yourself not so seriously. It's just a win in my book.
And singing in the Oscars, at the Oscars, must be so nerve-wracking and so so much pressure, but you didn't feel it.
No, I was wondering if they feel that because this is actually what they do. Like even Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he's nervous because it's what he does that every night, even though he's sitting behind a desk.
Right.
Probably a little different than standing in front of a crowd. Mm-hmm. But still, like, this is what they do. And this is where they thrive.
Yes.
Right? It's that slight tinge of narcissism where they thrive on.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Attention.
But I think the pressure is on for this event. Maybe not on other events. Like, he's on every night.
Yeah.
But this event, you can get, could be a career killer in many ways for them. If they say the wrong thing, if they do the wrong thing, if they trip, if they don't, if they squint.
Yeah, if they do what they do.
Right.
Then it's fine.
Yeah. I just love the level of respect in the room, which has been just a refreshing change considering our days of yore.
Yes, we had some pretty dark broadcasts.
I know. We thought Oppenheimer was going to take everything. It didn't.
Right.
But I got 17 out of 23. That was my score.
Nice.
I got the highest one. My mother, who copied off me... got
Wheezy.
16 out of 23 because she chose Jodie Foster. She just likes Jodie Foster.
Yeah. I thought that was fun when they mentioned that however many years, 40-something years ago, Jodie Foster and Robert De Niro were both nominated for Taxi Driver.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were both nominated last night.
Right.
That was fun. John Cena. Hilarious. His delivery of the word costume was so perfect and fun.
And he's, you know, play mortified, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was so good.
It was so well done. I read more about that because I'm like, how did that even come out, you know? Well, he had on a butt crack cover. And this cover here in the front, but they had to Velcro that envelope to him. It's because of like all these laws and like protocols that they have to take that no one should have any be exposed unwillingly to those genitals, right? At even in the audience, right? So they had to be very careful what they did. They handled it so well and God bless.
I know.
God bless that we saw that.
We are blessed that we saw that.
I know. And talk about, once again, good-looking body, good-looking guy. Funny.
Funny. And humble.
And humble.
And at least he comes across that way.
And doesn't take himself so seriously. Can
right.
banter. I think that's why he's been so successful outside of the ring.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
Yeah. Like The Rock could be funny, too.
Yeah, but he's a little too much.
Well, the suit, button it up. We know you got a nice chest. Button it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is the Oscars.
I don't know. He's too large to carry off some, you know, the suit jacket. He needs to be more cash. His body's just too large. It looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, it is large. He presented with Bad Bunny. Hey, Pasa.
Yeah.
What was Bad Bunny doing there?
I don't know. I missed that, too.
Yeah.
I saw it happening, but I was making someone food. I can't remember.
Oh, did you see John Baptiste, American Symphony,
perform? Missed that.
Mm-mm. Okay. That's another thing. I'm going to give you this list because you need to look at some of those. Zone of Interest is something I need to see. I heard that it's just a phenomenal movie. It's the international film winner. It won for Best Sound, too, which I was surprised because it beat Oppenheimer, which I thought was going to just sweep everything away. So visual effects, we thought The Creator. Everyone thought The Creator. But my husband said, he's like, you'd be surprised. Godzilla Minus One will probably get it because they've been so damn charming at every single event.
Hmm.
And that's what all of his coworkers said. They are just the cutest group from Japan.
Hmm.
And sure enough, they won. And... I think his company was nominated for 3, didn't get it, but but they came up and they were so cute. They had little Godzillas with them. And, you know, their English isn't great, but they were trying to read off this thing and have all these jokes, and the poor guy couldn't read it, you know? So they were just a very charming group.
Cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor things. Divine Joy Randolph. She seems so sincere in her speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way Paul Giamatti, like, almost, like, cared for her, like, took after her, like, so supportive of her, because he was her co-star.
Right. He was crying.
Yeah.
He had tears in his eyes. Yeah. I don't know. Great show.
Yeah.
My gosh.
It's fun.
For me, who killed it, fashion-wise, Zendaya.
Fuck, I missed it.
Girl, Google that right now while we're on. You have to see that dress. She looked, I mean, we all just kind of, it took our breath away. It was an Armani Privé gown, pink with blue and gray. And it looked, it doesn't sound particularly like a awesome color combo, but.
Oh, it's pretty.
God, it worked.
She's gorgeous.
She looked gorgeous.
They're like palm trees. It's very Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yes. But.
She's gorgeous.
Classy.
Yeah.
What do we think of Robert Downey's speech?
I don't know. I missed it.
Nicole.
I know, Karen. It stopped at John Cena.
Wait, he was before John Cena, right?
No, he wasn't. He stopped at John Cena, and I was able to see the end of Killian's acceptance speech. And then I can't remember what was after that. Because at that point, I was just pissed.
Yeah.
And I was already trying to, like, look up stuff online and...
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be upset.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at me taking notes throughout the whole thing. Because I, for once, Karen, I was going to be prepared for this podcast.
Well, what do you have that we need to review?
Emily Blunt, gorge, too much makeup. We already talked about that. What's wrong with Mary Stuart Masterson?
Wait, she was there?
She was one of the five women presenters for Best Supporting Actress.
Girl, that's not Mary. That's Mary Steenburgen.
That's what I meant, Mary Steenburgen.
Yeah, she's a little old.
Okay, someone take my celebrity card away.
Mary Stuart Masterson is
that's
from some
right.
kind of wonderful
that's right.
pixie.
No, Mary Steenburgen.
She sounds a little like Parkinson's-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lupita. Am I saying her name?
Lupita. Lupita Nyong'o.
Okay. See what I did there?
You switched it.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's a genuine mistake.
Gorgeous. I love the shimmer on her body. I did not like the shimmer in her hair.
Oh,
I thought that looked gross.
It didn't look right.
Mm-mm.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But yeah, the sparkle in the hair, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it.
It's a little 90s.
It just... I don't know if it's because of the texture of her hair, where it just looked like something was stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, I just didn't. Emotional, Best Supporting Actress. Sean Ono, or Sean Lennon.
Sean Lennon.
He talks like this.
I know, but he used his time. I looked at Luke and everyone, I said, look at how he used his time to honor his mother.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
I thought it was sweet.
Can everyone say Happy Mother's Day? No, this is not the time for that.
My husband said that's the nicest thing anyone said about her or done about her in years because people can't stand her.
I know. You know, when they called that winner and they panned to him in the audience standing up, I go, is that? No. What would he be doing? And then when he got on stage, I'm like, oh my gosh, it is him.
Yeah. She has a very close relationship with her kids. Very close.
She has more than Sean?
I thought she had one more.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. She never remarried, right, after John?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'd like to be friends with Chris Hemsworth. I wrote that down.
Oh, my God. And his wife looks stunning.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to be friends with him. I think I wrote that down. Now let me
just friends.
Let me just preface this. So it was my birthday and we did some celebrating this weekend and there was some leftover alcohol. So I thought, why not Oscars? So the further I get down my list, yeah.
Can you make heads or tails about what you wrote?
Well, this was, I'd like to be friends with Chris Hemsworth. That, you know, take with that what you will. I remember, though, he was walking off stage. You know how they showed people walking off? And he was just, you could tell he was being so funny.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to hear what they were saying. Yes. And that's when I was like, damn it, I want to be friends with him.
Right.
I would settle for just friends. Let's be
sure. Clear. Why not? Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
I like David Alan Grier as the voice. He was the voice of the Oscars, you know?
Yeah.
I thought he was great.
Yeah. I love his Santa beard.
I know. And he just had a good energy and a good personality. And I love that they just didn't get anyone to be anyone to do
it.
Remember, they got some people in years past. It's like, can you pronounce the names? And,
yeah.
Can you pronounce, like, these, be respectful.
Yeah, they were trying to get, not edgy by using different people, but they strayed off course.
They really did. And this is about, like, honoring, there's a lot of international people, you know, international winners. You got to be very respectful.
I just have to point out that my mom is calling. And okay. I know she's going to listen to this podcast. Mom, I'm sorry I haven't called you back all weekend.
Oh, she's
been busy. And I'm sorry I'm not picking up right now.
She will call you back.
I will call you back today, yes. I promise.
Hi.
Okay, so next on my list, Cord Jefferson. I got so emotional. Was that his dad?
Great speech.
I got so emotional. When his dad kissed him, I was like, I have goosebumps now. It was just so sweet.
You have to see this movie. I will bring it over.
Okay.
It is a great movie, and I chose it.
I loved in his speech how he said, by the way, I would never have known who this person is before last night. Mm-hmm. But I loved his speech how he said, it's important for us to, you know,
open ourselves up to not have these $200 million movies.
Yes.
And not be bitter about the past.
Yeah.
Don't be bitter.
Yeah.
Because that was the character in American Fiction. He wanted to, like, say, hey, you know, and that was the...
He's looking forward to his career of mentoring...
Yes.
...new upcoming directors and movie makers.
Right. Because people passed on his movie. And he was like, I'm not going to be bitter about... Well, look at me now.
Yeah.
And let's make, you know, $54 million movies. They don't need to be Barbie.
Right.
Or Oppenheimer. They all don't need to... Look at this one.
Yeah. It was good. Billie Eilish, so emotional. The crowd was emotional, too. You could tell. That song, the way she...
When she sang or when she... When both. She won. Okay. Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then hilarious naked streaker bit. And then that's when this is my symbol for for when it skipped out.
Right.
My aggressive anger.
Yeah.
And then, okay. I'm going to skip over this one because I really want to dive deep. Emma, emotional. Al Pacino, failboat. At the end.
Yeah.
Toot toot. I'm captain of the fail boat, that man. Poor, like, they never, I mean, okay, it was Oppenheimer. Great, right? But there was no, like, you know,
he's boring.
You fucked that up.
Right. He's a boring
person. I had PTSD, as I'm sure other people in the audience did, of when they called the wrong movie. When was that? That was a couple years ago.
That was when they called La La Land instead of Moonlight.
Right.
And Jimmy Kimmel referenced it. last night. I might have missed it.
I probably because
Emma Stone won, and she and he goes after she won. He goes, can we rip that envelope up so we get the best picture right, please? We don't need a repeat of 2017 or whatever it was, you know.
But Al screwed the pooch on that. I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
I'm surprised we haven't talked about it. Ariana Grande.
Why isn't she on my list? Yes, we need to talk
about it. What the hell with that dress? Girl, you embarrassed yourself in front of Hollywood's elite.
What?
Horrible.
I'm going to file that under K-pasta.
Even my daughter was like, I don't like her blonde.
My husband said, who is that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, she does not look well.
She doesn't look well. And her voice is like this. It was just so much wrong. I don't know.
Is she just... She doesn't look healthy. Wrong. She doesn't look well here.
Mm-hmm. Karen's pointing to her head.
She doesn't look like she's eating.
Yeah, I know that a while ago she referenced having lost weight. I guess because she says she wasn't taking care of herself before and now she is.
She's not.
No.
She's not.
And she's blonde because she's filming or has filmed Wicked. She filmed Wicked,
but that's been over for... It's wrapped.
Yeah.
The trailer's out. Go back. And bulk up. I think she's undergoing so much emotional turmoil. It has to be emotional with this new guy who's got a family. And what is she doing? Yeah. The choice, and I think she's under high scrutiny for the choices that she's made, you know, because they've been terrible choices, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I kind of believe Pete Davidson now when he said some stuff about her.
What did he say?
He said that she came out in a Vanity Fair article or Vogue. It was Vogue. And said something about him like, oh, he was just a blop, you know, like a blip on my, you know. And he's like, we were engaged. You know?
Yeah, she doesn't take it seriously.
Right. And then she said, he's like, well, yeah, if I airbrushed myself on, you know, she's darker skin. They airbrushed her to be darker on Vogue. And yeah, it was like, he said something like, he's like, yeah, well, he clapped back.
Yeah.
But she just didn't seem well.
Mm-mm.
And I think, you know, fame can be so hard at that young age, and then she had this marriage that seemed very fly by night, and it ended.
And her new song, they say it talks about cheating, and they think that it was her ex now. She says was cheating.
Oh, that realtor?
Yeah.
Well, she was on SNL. I totally forgot SNL was on. It was Josh Brolin was a host, and she was a musical guest. She sang a song with this eye patch thing on, girl, I don't even know. It was I said, what is that? Does she have both of them on? It was a white eyebrow thing.
Weird.
Underneath her eyebrow. Watch it. I don't know what I was seeing. My family's like, can we skip over this? I was like, sure. It was weird. And the song wasn't great.
Yeah, she's a bit of a mess.
Did not look good.
No.
No.
That dress, too. God, too much.
What is all the...
I know. It was way too much.
Right. Melissa McCarthy looked a little better. She presented with her bestie. Octavia Spencer. Yeah. I was like, I just forgot her name.
Yeah.
But they were cute. The banter wasn't great.
It didn't flow well.
No. She tries a little too hard sometimes, Melissa, to be funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got.
Right. Well, they presented, and then you had Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger presented. They came back out, and it was kind of cute.
Missed that.
Yeah. And then at one point, it was Catherine O'Hara and Michael Keaton.
Okay, I did see them. Loved. She's such a natural.
So great.
Yeah. So great. Yeah. She was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I like him too.
Well, he was funny because he was in the audience when Schwarzenegger and DeVito, and they were talking about Batman and how they both got killed off in different ways. They were in two different Batmans. Right. They're like, oh, there he is. And Michael Keaton just looks straight at him like deadpan, like it was really funny, like squinting his eyes and stuff. And
Broody, like Batman.
Broody, yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. Well, all in all, great show.
Agreed.
We talked about some things in the car. I don't know if you remember on the way back from Crumble Cookie.
Okay. That was my last time getting Crumble Cookie.
Que pasa?
I just...
Thank God for Leslie yelling at them. You know what I mean? Hey!
Yeah. Not even about, like, how the two girls couldn't handle the volume that was coming in and out of there. But, no, I don't need... They're not good. They all taste the same. I'm over it.
They taste like cake batter.
I'm over it.
Yeah. Well, you have your own cookies now.
Yeah.
Are you posting today on
maybe
some?
I just baked off some St. Patrick's Day.
I
want to
see what they look like.
I don't know.
Well, we got St. Patty's Day coming up, but
that's right.
We talked about a Rupert Murdoch is engaged at 92 to a 64-year-old. What?
At least she's in her 60s. I was thinking it was going to be like 30s.
I know. Why? Gross. I don't know why this man needs to get married, but whatever. And then we talked about Miley Cyrus's sister, Noah Cyrus, who looks like a disaster and threw a tampon at...
No, it wasn't Noah that did.
Who threw the tampon?
That was someone else's sister.
Oh. Hailey Baldwin's sister?
Yes.
Yes.
Is she like a half-sister?
That's right. Noah Cyrus is
Miley's younger sister who...
You're right.
Yeah, she has that sisteritis problem where mm-hmm. the sister's more famous and she was always struggled to be, but it never hit.
And she has no eyebrows.
Currently. Right?
Currently,
right.
No eyebrows. Yeah. And she, her ex-boyfriend is now married to her mother.
Well, I don't know if it was boyfriend. I think they were hooching when her mom stepped in and started hooching. And you know what's funny? This always happens in the media.
Take your glasses off and
break
it down.
They talk about, like, all they've talked about is Noah's pissed. Noah is a girl. She's pissed at her mom for hooching with and stealing the guy that she was hooching with. Mm-hmm. And no one ever talks about him.
Yeah.
Who could, if these stories are true, was potentially hooching with a very young girl.
Right.
And then her mother.
Right.
No one ever talks about them.
Yeah. What's wrong with him, too?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it takes two to tango.
That's right.
No, the women get the most blame, and it's
troublesome. They do.
Yeah.
And it's really Agreed. His fault. He's the one that was in a relationship. Or
whatever
situation.
And playing this family.
Yeah. Yuck.
Bye. I think Billy Ray is with someone else now too, right? He's remarried.
Yeah, her name's like Sugar Flame or like Rose Fawn or some shit. I don't know.
No wonder why Miley is so screwy.
Yeah.
I can see how screwy she is.
Yeah.
I'm just glad Liam Hemsworth kind of left that family sitch.
Speaking of screwy.
Oh, we'll talk about that offline.
Yes, we will.
Gotta see it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, sorry. Wait. And then we have Hailey Bieber's sister who threw a tampon at someone in a nightclub at a bouncer. And then Stephen Baldwin.
You're missing the most important part of that story. It was not a dry, clean tampon.
It was used.
It was a used.
It was used. Tampon.
I can't even
express the amount of ew that
Loco
I need to file
in
that.
In the cabeza, for sure. Like, what the hell?
And then also, Loco, Stephen Baldwin posted, pray for Haley and Justin, and now Haley's pissed.
Yeah.
Because why are we praying for them when this...
They're obviously going through something.
And why aren't you praying for the other one? The one who's throwing the used tampon.
Is he the dad?
Yeah.
He is?
Stephen Baldwin is the dad of Haley and that other one.
I know he's the dad of Haley.
Oh, he might not be the dad of the other one?
I don't know. I'm unclear on who's hurt. Which one? I don't think it's both. I don't know.
Have you seen the amount of work that Haley Baldwin has had done? Or Haley Bieber? Like, comparatively from when she was younger to now?
Yeah.
She looks like one of... Younger, she looked like a little animal. Like a Muppet, almost, right? When she was younger. The eyes were definitely different. Now, it's like she had a brow lift. She had work. Nose, I feel.
I need a brow lift.
Oh, I need a lot.
I need so much.
I know. Any sponsors of plastic surgery or dermatology can come and sponsor us at any time. anything else we got in terms of...
Well, I stumbled across this picture of Kris Jenner.
Let me see this closely. Oh. Wow.
Right?
She almost got camel toe if she was a little... Well,
she also looks like she's lost a bunch of weight.
She does. Well, she's living next to Khloe now, so maybe they wake up at the 4 a.m. wake-up call to work out.
I don't know, but she looks... I mean, she looks great.
Mm-hmm. Do we think her and Corey are the real deal?
Yeah,
They've been together longer than I would have ever predicted.
I know. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that she probably just likes the comfort of knowing someone's there.
Having a boo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's funny is that I don't think she would have gone black if Kim hadn't. Or Khloe.
Yeah. did you see... Well, you didn't see because your cable went out. If you saw the end of the Oscars, you knew there was Abbott Elementary right after.
Yes.
Bradley Cooper was on. Time to watch that.
Okay, I was waiting for Matt Damon to come out at some point. I saw, but I think I was mad something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They showed his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame at the end of the Oscar.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I missed hearing anything leading up to that.
Well, he would have been there for Oppenheimer, and he didn't. He might have been filming. Bradley Cooper's mother. Looks like a Hollywood producer from the 70s.
She does.
The glasses.
Yeah.
The tan.
She looks like she looks kind of like Tan Mom. Remember that lady?
Yeah. What was it? Something About Mary. Remember she had that?
Her too. Yes. Yes. That is who she looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like a cleaned up version.
Right. God bless. I know Ryan Gosling brought his sister. He brought his mom.
Yeah.
So many of them don't want to have the pressure of the red carpet with their significant other,
which is weird, especially if they're both actors. Like
I know
Ryan and is it Ava or Ava.
She loves him so much when she posts stuff about how proud she is of him. But I sort of like that they just keep their relationship private. I didn't know Emma Stone had a kid when she gave her speech.
Yeah,
she's a 3-year-old. Yeah. I didn't know she was. When was she pregnant?
She got married.
She looks like she's 90 pounds.
I know.
You know?
Jennifer Lawrence, too, had a baby.
I knew Jennifer Lawrence was.
And they're besties.
Mm-hmm. They are. Yeah, with Tay-Tay. They're good friends with Taylor.
Yeah.
Which now I got to watch March 14th.
13th,
sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. I'm ready.
You come to this house when you want to know anything and everything Taylor Swift. Bijou's very excited.
Yeah. But I know I have to reserve time because it's a long show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we better sign off.
I know. I gotta go to work.
You sure about that? The look on... Well, what do we got this week in terms of momdom? Just running around errands and...
Yeah, I got a lot.
St. Patty's Day.
Got dentist appointments for me and my smaller people.
I have to make my dentist appointment.
I have to make Bijou's yearly
checkup physical. Yeah. Yeah, now it's the end of this year. I would feel like we're trying to, like, end of the school year. We're in the last trimester, right? We're trying to, like, kind of pack it all in before summer.
I had a moment in the Target dollar section. I was reaching for some St. Patrick's Day garb.
Accoutrement.
Yeah. And then I was like, wait a minute. It's on a Sunday. No necesito any school shit.
Right.
Fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic. So thrilled.
It's trivia night.
It is. Well, so the elementary school, they decided that the Friday before St. Patrick's Day, they're doing a spirit day.
Go green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Didn't completely dodge the bullet, but.
See, when Nicole and I had my kid, in elementary school, the principal at that time was not into any sort of celebration or parties or nothing.
Nope.
So I would, if I brought a treat, I would have to pass it out outside of the classroom after school. There was no parties, no nothing. The students performed a play. We couldn't have a reception afterwards. It was very sad and boring.
Yeah.
Now it seems like it's a better.
It's different now, yeah.
Yeah, the vibe, the culture of the school is all about socialization. What are you doing, you know? Yeah. So, anyways, we gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
All right, take care, everyone. Have a good week.
Have a good week.
Enjoy whatever you're doing. We'll be on the pulse of whatever pop culture crap will come up. I'm sure something. All right, take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.